Hello, and welcome to Money Girls, quick and dirty tips for a richer life. Today's topic, Roths to the max. Jonathan in New Jersey called in with this question about the maximum contribution limits for a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k.
Hey, Money Girl, this is Jonathan. I am really enjoying your podcast so far, along with Grammar Girls. The question I had for you is, you mentioned Roth 401ks the other day, and you mentioned a $15,000 limit. What if you're at the current tax bracket or at the current income level where you could conceivably contribute to both a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k? Is the limit impacted because of the $4,000 limit that you can put into a Roth IRA? In other words, would it drop the amount that you could then put into the Roth 401k down to $11,000?
Hey, Jonathan. Thanks for the great question. If you're at an income level where you're eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA and you can afford to max out both a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k, go for it. It's possible to contribute to and max out both. The Roth 401k and Roth IRA contribution limits are independent of each other. You simply need to be sure that you meet the income eligibility requirements for the Roth IRA. If you're single and your adjusted gross income will be $99,000 or less in 2007, you can contribute a full $4,000 to a Roth IRA. If you're married and filed jointly and your adjusted gross income will be $156,000 or less in 2007, you can each contribute $4,000. So if you wanted to completely max out your 401k and Roth IRA contributions for 2007, you could contribute $15,500 to a Roth 401k if your employer offers one, or to a traditional 401k. Plus, you can also contribute $4,000 to a Roth IRA for a total contribution of $19,500. Wow! And if you're age 50 or older, keep in mind that there are special catch-up contributions. You can contribute an additional $5,000 to a Roth 401k or traditional 401k, and an additional $1,000 to a Roth IRA for a total maximum contribution of $25,500. So if you can afford to max out both a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA, there's nothing stopping you. As always, everyone's situation is different, so it's a good idea to consult your tax or financial advisor. Today, I'm giving away a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason. It's a classic book originally published in 1926 about the principles of wealth creation and is told in the form of a parable. And the winner is Steve O. Congratulations, Steve. Check your email for instructions. Cha-ching. That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. Thanks again so much to everyone who's taken a moment to post a review at iTunes. Also, check out the newest Cutie Now podcast, Legal Lad and the Mighty Mommy. Thanks for listening.